Now, in-your-face selling rarely works. In today's edition of Small Talk, Big Returns, how can you improve your communication skills as a salesperson in order to adequately meet your clients' needs and make them feel like you truly are providing value without the hard sell? Richard Coles of Coles Training International tells us more.
You also have to be a good presenter. I'll relate a story to you. When I was a sales manager here in Australia, I got a phone call from the airline I worked for, which was a Dutch airline. Would you like to come to Holland? I thought, me to Holland? They asked me a second time, and I said, well, why? I was curious, why me? Mm-hmm. They said, well, you're a good communicator. I said, how do you know that? They said, well, you've made many, many sales calls, and you're very successful. So we want somebody who's a good communicator. But the point was that I had already made 10,000 sales calls, and each sales call was a presentation. You have a beginning, you have a middle, you have an end. Any salesperson who's listening to this, please take this advice. Don't make a sales call without a purpose, without an objective. Every call I made, because the people's time is so valuable, and today, my goodness, today you have minutes, basically minutes, to keep the attention of your prospect. But make sure, and this is in the planning stage, in the preparation, make sure you have a purpose for making that call, not an old worn one that you've trotted out five or six times that's well known by your client. They know that one. Come with something new. But here is the underlying purpose of that. Go to your client with something new that will help improve their business.
Don't just call and say, I've got a new product out, here's what it's about. It's about finding out what they need at that point and
Correct.
Telling them how what you have can help them.
That's right. I mean, my first sales manager, I trotted into his office after 2 weeks, and I said to Jeff, what is it that I actually do? What is it sales reps actually do? He said, you meet needs and solve problems. And when I think about it over the years, it was pretty well, he really watered that down to basics, meet needs and solve problems. So what I tried to do is to think about their problems and how can I help solve them with my product. In-your-face selling doesn't work anymore. It never worked, actually, pressure selling. It's more about solution selling, which is a great term. You sell to provide solutions for your client to use, to improve something, to save something, to gain something, to change something.
Let's talk about buying signals. I understand that body language tends to play a larger part than verbal communication.
There's two kind of buying signals, verbal and nonverbal. What you say or what you do. In other words, you could say something that shows that you're inclined to buy, or you could do something that shows you're inclined to buy. A body language, first of all, which is nonverbal. As a salesperson, you need to also be very careful but quiet observer of people. Don't stare at them, but observe. If somebody's inclined to buy, they could do a number of things. People rub their hands with anticipation. I'm sure you've seen that. Rub their chin. A typical one is when you're talking to them on a kitty corner of a desk, they might lean forward to look and tilt their head, as I'm doing now, to look at a document more closely. Eyes. The eyes are a very big indicator of interest. They open their eyes. They don't hide their face. They're completely open. So an open nonverbal or an open body language shows that they are willing to listen, or they're more inclined to buy. So it's generally a series of things that happen at the same time in tandem with what they say. I think you have to be very observant as a salesperson and listen to what they say, but also watch what they do.
Richard Coles of Coles Training International, thanks for joining us on Small Talk, Big Returns.